I think the unpopularity of the world has moved to Lack of direction, there's a sense of failure, there's a sense of some cost being paid by Canadian young people who are fighting the army, and that leads them to be less supportive of the war. Now, why isn't that an election issue? Who makes election issues? If you look at the, I was just looking on the website at Jack Layton and the NDP to see what they had recently said on this issue. Now, they're a party that passed a resolution at their convention a few years ago calling for the withdrawal of troops. That's what their membership wants, is the withdrawal of troops from Afghanistan. They perceive that intermittently with different degrees of passion among different members of that party, but certainly not with the unity that the convention directed them to pursue that policy. They did oppose the extension of the military in Afghanistan, which the Liberals and the Conservatives both approved until 2011. But when you look at Jack Layton's speeches, when a soldier was killed in Afghanistan, this is the first day of the election campaign, he issued a statement saying he sympathized with the death and agreed with the family and so forth, those ritual things that the politicians say. Never once did he make any mention of what his policy was in relation to Canadian troops being there at all. And it hasn't featured in the campaign. So the parties are do not, the parties which are the vehicles for making issues for debate have all agreed, it seems, that Afghanistan will not be something they want to debate. The Liberals and the Conservatives made that agreement already in Parliament when they killed the possibility of an election on the issue of Afghanistan by agreeing to pass the extension of them and removing it as a controversy between them. That was the one thing they agreed with the Conservatives on very, very dramatically. They thought everybody to vote for it.
Does this reflect the sense of helplessness amongst the Canadian citizens in regards to converting their will or their feelings regarding this war?
I don't know that people feel helpless as much as they don't see the full consequences of the war making that has been going on more broadly, which Afghanistan is one part of the scenario. Of course, the Middle East is other parts, and Afghanistan is spreading into, very likely it seems now, into a war in Pakistan as well. I think Canadians still feel that as very remote, and so that sense of urgency of dealing with it remains absent. There's a sense that, well, yes, I don't agree with it. Yes, for a variety of reasons, some of which are reasonable, and others of which are just based on chauvinism. We don't mind how many Afghans are killed, but we're upset if Canadians are killed. But some of them are reasonable and against war, but they don't see that it's urgent. And that is where political parties and political vehicles, like parties, can in fact help explain what are the urgencies of different issues or the connectedness of issues. You now the Green Party, which has a position reasonably opposed to the military participation of Canadian forces in Afghanistan, calling for more diplomacy, but who focus on environment and climate change, but don't link militarism to the destruction of the environment. They talk about earthquakes, about automobiles, but you don't talk about the military aircraft that are in the air all the time, and solar and gas guns and money.
The Bloc, for the Quad, have they distinguished themselves at all?
The Bloc has won. The sentiment in Quebec is, has always been much more anti-war, whether it was the invasion of Iraq by the Americans 5 years ago, or whether it's Afghanistan. And the Bloc has capitalized on that, but I don't think they have in any way tried to build that into a sense of urgency, and they're not, to the best of my knowledge, either promoting it as an issue for debate or such an choice in some kind of direction.
We're speaking to Mordecai Bloomberg in Vancouver, and I'd like to ask you finally, what can those of us who feel opposed to the Canadian nation and Canada's commitment do to make it a more central issue in this continuing federal election?
Well, it is a big challenge for sure. We can certainly go to rallies and meetings that the election campaigners are holding, raise banners there, ask questions, promote consciousness and awareness of the urgency of the issue, and try to stimulate those people who attend to at least incorporate that into their choice when they come to vote. But of course, the media is the other big barrier to getting that issue into people's awareness in a broad way. And it's so pro-war and so narrowly focused that it will be difficult to do. But it's something that we should convey a sense of urgency on this issue and its connectedness to other issues of the economy and the environment, and also just as a separate, you know, we have additional issues, but there's some connectedness to them.
Well, thank you very much for your insight on this issue today, and we will be keeping a close eye on what role the Afghanistan mission plays in the upcoming federal election. Thank you very much, Mordecai.
Thank you for calling.
And this is Alert Radio for people who want to change the world. We are joined by Daniel Mouse-Ela, a one of the playwrights, activist, and member of CopWatch. Welcome to Alert. Thanks very much. Tell us about CopWatch now. When and why it started?
There are a CopWatch chapter. The first CopWatch chapter was in Berkeley, California. There are chapters in separate groups in all kinds of cities in the States and Canada. Winnipeg CopWatch started in the summer of 2006 and started doing street patrols in 2007. Our aim is to decrease police violence and increase police accountability, and we have a number of ways that we are starting to do that. It's, I think, a very long process, but we do patrols with video cameras and record police officers when they're interacting with civilians when they meet them. And we hold Know Your Rights trainings. This is also a very kind of early step. Knowing your rights is not always enough. Police will still violate your rights, even if you know them and can assert them. But I think knowing your rights and knowing that you have rights kind of breaks a first barrier in the minds of a lot of people.
It has been quite a year in Winnipeg regarding the representation of conduct. Can you talk a little bit about the shootings, inquiries, and the police shooting panel equipment?
Well, I don't think I would go through the whole year because it seems like there's an incident that happens every month, more or less. I've been kind of going through old newspaper clippings or the newspaper clippings of last year. December of last year, here's a right that people might not know or that the police don't always respect. The CDC Kamina was filming the police from a reasonable distance. I think they asked him to stop, but they had no right to ask him to stop. He was not interfering or obstructing anything they were doing. We would recommend to people if you're filming the police, if they ask you to move back, I'd move back. You don't want to get in the way of what they're doing. But he wasn't in the way of what they were doing, and they arrested him and confiscated his camera and his tape. So if you go back a few months before that, there was an incident in September of 07, 19-year-old young man was in a holding cell and dropped dead. They say of a speaker. Any of the investigations didn't really find anything. I don't think that his family was satisfied with any of these. He never had seen this before or anything like that. But he was taken into custody and was there in a holding cell.
Either in the lawsuit or can you just.
No, there's. Well, that's something we could talk about actually is what happens when police break the law. Because this is kind of. The idea behind Cop Watch is to start holding police accountable and not to. I feel like there's been a lot of search for the perfect bureaucracy to hold police accountable.
It's not to say that Winnipeg has a different method of reviewing police misconduct compared to other major centers. Is that correct?
In my understanding, it's not that different. A big difference is that every other Canadian city and a lot of American cities have a civilian oversight board or police commission that does look into investigations into police violence or complaints against police. And will also even in some places look into oversee or look into criminal investigations against the police. But in most cases the actual investigating seems to be done by the police. I was looking at the Calgary Police Commission, which, at first glance of the website looks just great. I mean, getting back to here in Winnipeg for 1 second, our mayor is establishing a police advisory board, which is kind of on surface sort of answers the people who want the police commission set up. Yeah, it's civilians who will oversee the police. But really, it's just kind of general community consultation about police policy, looking over police policy and relations between community and police. But they won't have any power to, they won't be able to look at certain complaints about police, ongoing criminal investigations, public inquiries, personnel management, or even budget development. In other cities, I was looking at the Calgary Police Commission's website, and they do have some of these powers that ultimately, if there's a complaint that they deem should be investigated, they'll turn it over to the background of the Calgary Police, which is what we'll do here.
Let's talk about the Aboriginal Justice Review Inquiry.
For people who don't know, this is a very publicized event. In the late 80s, a woman named Helen Betty Osborne was killed by the police, less publicized, and then very shortly after, J.J. Harper, who was a political leader, who's executive director of the tribal council, was shot by police in a case of, I believe, mistaken identity. I believe they were looking for somebody else there and mistook. About J.J. Harper, there's a lot of information about this there. I wrote a book that
Cowboys in the Means, that's a book written by Rick Haley, and a very thorough review of the incident.
And that led to the Aboriginal Justice Inquiry, a whole review of relations between police and Aboriginal people here in Manitoba, and a whole bunch of recommendations, very, very few of which have actually been implemented.
To try to wrap things up, Daniel, can you tell us a little bit about some of the broader statements that Women Cop Watch would like to get out to the public?
What we're trying to do in Cop Watch is to empower people. This is a long process. We would like, everyone has the right to watch the police, to film the police. But I think if people are going to film, I take this with a grain of salt because it can be very dangerous. We go in groups of two or three. A very important thing if you're going to film is have the date and time on your camera set correctly, and don't stop the camera from the start of the incident or the incident till the end of the incident. Just record as much as you can. If it cuts at all, it looks like it was edited.
Do you have a website for people?
We have a website, which is winnipegcopwatch.org, winnipegcopwatch, the full word, so people can contact us. There are Cop Watch groups in a lot of cities, as I said, and people should definitely, I recommend, I think every city needs a Cop Watch group.
We've been speaking with Daniel Dow from Winnipeg Cop Watch, who is a Winnipeg playwright and activist, and thank you very much for joining us on the road today.
Thanks for listening.
Music is forgotten. I wrote Radio's weekly musical profile. My name is Harmony Kimo.
This is only a taste of our next release, Suffering and Smiling.
Africans, please listen to me as Africans, and you non-Africans, listen to me with open mind. Suffer for world, now your fault be that. Me I say, now your fault be that. Suffer for world, now your fault be that. Me I say, now your fault be that. Oh, I want you all to please take your minds out of this musical contraption and put your minds into any goddamn church, any goddamn mosque, any goddamn celestial, including Seraphim and Cherubim. We are all there now. Our minds are in those places. Here we go. Suffer, suffer for world.
Amen.
Enjoy for heaven.
Amen.
Christians go they yab.
Amen.
In spiritum heavenus.
Amen.
Muslims go they call.
Amen.
Allahu Akbar.
Amen.
Suffer, suffer for world.
Amen.
Enjoy for heaven.
Amen.
Christians go they yab.
Amen.
In spiritum heavenus.
Amen.
Muslims go, they call Allahu Akbar.
Amen.
Open your eye everywhere. Archbishop na miliki, Pope na enjoyment, Imam na gbaladun. Archbishop na miliki, Pope na enjoyment, Imam na gbaladun. Ra 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 ra. My sister waiting, you go here. Archbishop de for London, Pope de for Rome, Imam de for Mecca. Archbishop de for London, Pope de for Rome, Imam de for Mecca. My people, them go, they follow Bishop.
Amen.
Them go follow Pope. Them go follow Imam.
Amen.
Them go go for London.
Amen.
Them go go for Rome. Them go go for Mecca.
Amen.
Them go carry all the money.
Amen.
Them go Juba Bishop, Juba Pope, Juba Imam. Them
Amen.
Go start to yab themselves. In spirit from heaven is every day for house, every day for road, every day for bus, every day for work, every day for house, every day for road, every day for bus, every day for work. My people, my people, my people, my people, we now have to carry our minds out of those garden places back into this musical contraption right opposite you. Now we are back here. This is what happens to we Africans every day. Now, what I want to tell you now, na secret, na confidential matter. Don't tell anybody outside. Now between me and you. Now listen. say before, they happen to all of us every day. We Africans all over the world. Now, listen. Amen, 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 amen. Amen, 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 amen. Amen, 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 amen. Amen, 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 amen. Whoa! Jesus Christ our Lord.
Amen. Amen. Amen.
By the grace of Almighty Lord.
Amen. Amen. Amen.
Through Jesus Christ our Lord.
Amen. Amen. Amen.
By the grace of Almighty Lord.
Amen. Amen. Amen.
In Spiritus Christus, Mas Regnus, Mas Regnus, Mas Regnus.
Amen. Amen. Amen.
Allah Akbar, Muhammadu Salam Aleikum.
Amen.
Jesus Christ our Lord.
Amen. Amen. Amen.
By the grace of Almighty Lord.
Amen. Amen.
So
amen.
Waka waka waka.
Waka waka waka.
I go many places.
Waka waka waka.
I see my people.
Waka waka waka.
Then they cry, cry, cry.
Waka waka waka.
Amen, amen, amen.
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 Waka waka waka.
I see ya waka waka waka.
Waka waka waka.
I go many places.
Waka waka waka.
I see my people.
Waka waka waka.
When they cry, cry, cry.
Waka waka waka.
Amen, amen, amen.
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 Waka waka waka.
I see ya waka 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 waka. I walk a many village and we are in Africa. I walk a many village and we are in Africa. Pastor's house, nine day fine pass. My people, them, they stay for boss around things.
actor's dress named Dick Limpas. He had for my people, for them to buy soap. Pastor, now him them give respect pass. And them they do bad, 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 bad things to Jesus Christ our Lord.
Amen, amen, amen.
By the grace of Almighty Lord.
Amen, amen, amen.
In spirit of Christus, Master, Jesus, Master, Jesus, Master, Jesus,
Master. Amen, amen, amen.
Allah Akbar, Muhammadu Salam Aleikum.
Amen, amen.
So waka, waka, waka.
Waka, waka, waka.
I go many places.
Waka, waka, waka.
I go business places.
Waka, waka, waka.
I see, see, see.
Waka, waka, waka.
All the bad, bad, bad things.
Waka, waka, waka.
Then they do, do, do.
Waka, waka, waka.
Call corruption.
Waka, waka, waka.
Then they call nepotism.
Waka, waka, waka.
Inside the promotions.
Waka, waka, waka.
And inside all business.
Waka, waka, waka.
I see a waka, waka, waka.
Waka, waka, waka.
I see, see, see.
Waka waka waka.
So waka 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 waka. I waka many business anywhere in Africa. I waka many business anywhere in Africa. North and South, them get them policies. One Christian and the other one Muslim. Anywhere the Muslims, them daring. Now Senior Alhaji, now him be director. Anywhere the Christians, them daring. Now the best friend to Bishop, now him be director. It is a known fact that for many thousand years, we Africans, we had our own traditions. These money-making organizations, them come put we Africans in total confusion. To Jesus Christ our Lord.
Amen. Amen. Amen.
By the grace of Almighty Lord.
Amen. Amen. Amen.
In spirit of Christus, Master, Jesus, Master, Jesus, Master,
Jesus,
Master.
Amen. Amen. Amen.
Allah Akbar, Muhammadu Salam Aleikum.
Amen. Amen.
So waka, waka, waka.
Waka, waka, waka.
I go many places.
Waka, waka, waka.
I go government places.
Waka, waka, waka.
I see, see, see.
Waka, waka, waka.
All the bad, bad, bad things.
Waka, waka, waka.
Then they do, do, do.
Waka, waka, waka.
Look who Obasanjo. Before anything at all, he go to shout, oh Lord, oh Lord, oh Lord, Almighty Lord, oh Lord, oh God. And then they do bad, 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 to Jesus Christ our Lord.
Amen. Amen. Amen.
By the grace of Almighty Lord.
Amen. Amen. Amen.
I say, look who you're a doer. I say, look who you're a doer. Before anything in at all, ain't going to shout. Abahala, 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 Abahala. And them they do, yes, yes. And them they do bad, 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 bad things through Muhammad our Lord.
Amen. Amen. Amen.
By the grace of Almighty Allah.
Amen. Amen.
So waka, waka, waka.
Waka, waka, waka.
I go many places.
Waka, waka, waka.
I go government places.
Waka, waka, waka.
I see, see, see.
Waka, waka, waka.
All the bad, bad, bad things.
Waka, waka, waka.
Then they do, do, do.
Waka, waka, waka.
They steal all the money.
Waka, waka, waka.
They kill many students.
Waka, waka, waka.
They burn many houses.
Waka, waka, waka.
They burn my house too.
Waka, waka, waka.
They kill my mama.
Waka, waka, waka.
So I carry the coffin.
Waka, waka, waka.
I waka, waka, waka.
Waka, waka, waka.
Movement of the people.
Waka, waka, waka.
Them waka, waka, waka.
Waka, waka, waka.
Young African
by your knees.
Waka waka waka.
Waka waka waka.
Waka waka waka.
Go wabalende.
Waka waka waka.
Go door down barracks.
Waka waka waka.
We reach them gate you.
Waka waka waka.
We put the coffin down.
Waka waka waka.
Up a sojo day there.
Waka waka waka.
With a big fat stomach.
Waka waka waka.
Yara do what a day there.
Waka waka waka.
With the neck like a ostrich.
Waka waka waka.
We put the coffin down.
Waka waka waka.
Then no one take him.
Then
no one take him. Who go one take coffin?
Them
must take him. Not the bad, bad, bad things. We dare don't do.
Then
no one take him. Obasanjo grab him. Yara do a carry him. Then no one take him. Obasanjo carry him. Yara do a two him. For them office.
Oh,
he dead there now, now,
oh,
now. He dead there now, now,
oh,
now, 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 now.
Oh,
he dead there now, now,
oh,
now,
now.
He dead there now, now,
oh,
now, now. He dead there now, now,
oh, now,
now. He dead there now, now,
oh, now, now.
Did you know?